From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is back in the capital, Juba, taking the oath as the country's top vice president. After Tuesday's swearing-in, President Salva Kiir said he and Machar would immediately proceed to form the transitional government of national unity called for in last year's peace accord.
All of us who are stakeholders have the collective responsibility to make sure that we cooperate and work together as one team so that we deliver results. I therefore call upon all of you, and especially the first vice president and the vice president, to cooperate with me so that we return our country and people to the peaceful coexistence.
Machar, for his part, promised cooperation. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner welcomed these developments.
The return of Riek Machar to Juba and his swearing in as first vice president today represents an important step towards formation of a transitional government of national unity and a second chance to reclaim the promise that this young nation deserves.
Machar's return raises hope the country's 30-year conflict would finally end after leaving tens of thousands dead, more than 2 million displaced. In Syria, airstrikes and shelling Tuesday took the lives of at least 25 more civilians, mostly in the largest city, Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Austria expressed concern.
I'm deeply concerned about developments on the ground, especially the attacks in Damascus yesterday and Aleppo overnight. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura and others are working very hard to keep the cessation of hostilities on track.
Mr. Ban said the ceasefire must remain intact to ensure delivery of desperately needed humanitarian supplies. This is VOA News.